We have reached the end of yet another legislative session. Senator, what would you say are some of the highlights from this year's legislative session?
Maybe just recessing, that way the people at home are safe, but we are finished for the year. I had a pretty good year, passed some good bills, but as an overall group, we did some good things. Never get as much done as you want to get done, but that's a matter of opinion for different people. Probably the biggest thing, the most controversial thing in certain ways, was the heartbeat bill, anti-abortion bill, and so that was a big thing. We got it passed. I have people that write in, say we didn't do enough. Other people write in, say we did too much, so that you can never make all the people happy all the time. That was a huge win for the pro-life people and makes us one of the most restrictive states in the nation for abortions.
And it's something that other states have done, or at least a variation of that as well. Is this version of the heartbeat bill similar to other states? Or?
It's similar to some. I haven't seen them all, but it's similar to, they say ours is as restrictive or more restrictive than any others. So it's probably comparable to Alabama's. I'm not sure what all's in there. What it's going to do is going to force it to go to the Supreme Court, in my opinion, what I've been told, and where they'll have to rule on Roe versus Wade. And that way we'll have some direction knowing where to go.
Any other bills that pop out to you as highlights for the year?
Well, I carried several. One of them that I really liked was Senate Bill 83, which wasn't a big thing, but it turned out to be a big thing because they got the Family Farm Protection Act in there. Judge Evans was really good about talking me through this. It's actually his idea, but is able to get passed out of the Senate and get it back over there. Basically, quick explanation, families go into court proceedings for petition of an estate. They go in as a family and friends, and they all walk out mad. And so this gives the judges a direction to go to make it a little bit more organized, make it uniform. The law had been studied for 3 years by a uniform law journal text, and so that's where it actually kind of originated at, with a lot of input. So it was a good bill once we found everything was in it, and that'll be a huge thing. There's other things, child relocation. I did that, made it easier for people to know where their kid was going to be if there was a divorce that happens to take place. Hopefully it doesn't. Did several ag bills that were big that they appreciated. One was an egg bill that you wouldn't think would amount to a lot, but it did. Most of they asked me to carry other stuff from Department of Agriculture, which I did, and a lot of it was just renewal fees. There was no fee increase in anything, and allowed them to continue to operate in Department of Agriculture and Department of Natural Resources. Did a few things to make banks a little bit easier for filing their papers and cutting down on paperwork, and quit killing so many trees we often do up here. All in all, it's just a good session. I think we'll see more next year. We had new leadership this year, but the previous administration was really good about it. Leadership this year is still a learning process, but they were cautious and careful about what they did bring up and what they did pass.
As far as the budget goes, there are some highlights for your area, for your part of the state?
The biggest thing for our area was $10 million put in the budget for MSU to help them. They were the lowest per student higher ed facility in the state of Missouri, and got less per student because their growth kept going, but their student pay per student decreased as that kept growing because their funds didn't decrease. So we worked with the budget here really close, and we're able to get $10 million for most statewide schools. Almost all of them just got $1 million. So that'll help level the playing field. I think it still puts them at the bottom, but at least not so far down on the bottom. And it's huge for MSU Springfield and MSU West Plains, which I represent. Probably the biggest thing in the budget. Just amazed me the short time I've been up here is how much it's grown over the years and continues to grow. A lot of it's just federal requirements and the Medicaid rolls.